One of my favorite hymns has always been a song called Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Now, I kind of changed it up a little bit and gave it a little bit of a different feel. And so you'll have to listen for the melody because it kind of comes and goes. And when I first recorded this, I did it with a big orchestra. Now, that orchestra couldn't be with us here tonight. But I kind of brought the band in a box, if you know what I mean. And so, Maestro, when you are ready, you cue the orchestra. There they are. This is a call to worship. It's a song we used to sing all the time, and we haven't sung it in a while. And I asked Amy if she'd do it for us tonight, so she had to kind of try and remember the lyric. You got it?
We come here to bow down before you. We are humbled to be where you are. We enter through your loving kindness, and through your forgiveness depart. We give you this place, this moment of time. We give you our joy and our sorrow. We praise you today as we open our hearts and come to prepare for tomorrow. We come singing full of salvation, for you are worthy of all our praise. We lift up our joyous ovation and worship while instruments play. This moment of time, We give you our joy and our sorrow. We praise you today as we open our hearts and come to prepare for tomorrow. We give you this place, this moment of time. We give you our joy and our sorrow. We praise you today as we open our hearts and come to prepare for tomorrow. We come to prepare for tomorrow.
Amen. Jesus, that's our prayer. That's our prayer that you would meet us here. Father, we're so grateful for your presence in our lives. We're so grateful for the opportunity that we get to assemble and come together like this to worship you. You are good and we are grateful. This is the day that you have made. And so we give you this place. We give you this time. We love you, Lord. We ask these things tonight in your name. All the people said, amen. Amen.
America, the only nation in history founded on a creed.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
From the very foundation of this republic, the framers of our Constitution stated clearly that these rights were not given by the state. They were endowed by our Creator.
The price to protect these rights, to prove their truth, came at a great cost. The chronicle of America's quest for freedom is inscribed on her history in the blood of her patriots.
As we send our protectors off with prayer, we wait, we hope, and we welcome them home with gratitude.
Would you please rise for the singing of our national anthem? Would you please remain standing for the Pledge of the Allegiance? Sorry. Right here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. We are a nation descended from freedom's warriors. Fathers, mothers, children, friends, and neighbors who put themselves in harm's way to protect liberty in the darkest hours.
All of us are touched by the sacrifices these patriots made. All of us are recipients of the freedom for which they fought.
America has been protected as no other nation. Our armed forces are the most formidable force in history.
We are surrounded by heroes, by memories of heroes, by those who answered the call.
Well done, America's guardians, well done. This is the song where we're going to celebrate all of our veterans. So can the lights come back up? The U.S. Army. Coast Guard.
the U.S. Marines.
From the horns of the desert, under the shadow of the
Thank you for your service. That's wonderful. One nation under God, inseparable, unbreakable, indivisible, under God.
America has been uniquely blessed among the nations of the earth.
We are a young country that has carried the burden of leadership in the world from our earliest days, endeavoring to rise to the occasions of living out the sacred truths embedded in our Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
We have devoted ourselves to unity while celebrating our diversity. This is a course we must continue. A house divided against itself cannot stand.
It is in the preservation of those things that we cherish and in the acknowledgement of our Creator that we can remain inseparable, unbreakable, and indivisible.
Thank you.
America. Millions of courageous men, women, and children from every walk of life and every corner of the world came, risking their lives to find hope on these shores.
When first sighted from their ships, Lady Liberty must have been a welcome sight, offering sweet rest, a haven from persecution and economic hardships.
The journey was arduous, and there was much to learn. But for those who came, they embraced their new lives and homeland willingly.
America, united and diverse, a nation comprised of people from every land. They came from everywhere, bringing their individual cultures, enriching the nation, and adding their voices to this American song. Of Ronald Reagan, 40th President of the United States, on the occasion of his second inaugural.
History is a ribbon, always unfurling.
History is a journey, and as we continue our journey, we think of those who traveled before us.
Now we hear again the echoes of our past. A general falls to his knees in the hard snow of Valley Forge.
A lonely president paces the darkened halls and ponders his struggle to preserve the Union. The men of the Alamo call out encouragement to each other. A settler pushes west and sings a song, and the song echoes out forever and fills the unknowing air.
It is the American sound. It is hopeful, big-hearted, idealistic, daring, decent, and fair. That's our heritage. That is our song.
We sing it still. For all our problems, our differences, we are together as of old. We raise our voices to the God who is the author of this most tender music.
And may he continue to hold us close as we fill the world with our sound, sound in unity, affection, and love.
One people under God, dedicated to the dream of freedom that he has placed in the human heart.
Called upon now to pass that dream on to a willing, waiting, and hopeful world.
Come on,
It's great, choir. With an unconquerable spirit, unlimited courage, and singular fortitude, America took its first steps as a nation.
Brave men and women risked life and fortune to overcome great odds, and upon it, they built a foundation for freedom. We say to you this day, now is not the time to quit.
Now is not the time to give in.
We've come too far.
We've paid too much.
We've cried too much.
We've lost too much.
Fought too hard.
Dreamed too long.
Died too young.
We've sacrificed.
We've prayed.
Yes, we've come too far to give up now.
Thank you.
That's good, choir.
The cornerstone of this nation was laid when our forefathers acknowledged the greatness of our eternal Creator.
As the psalmist said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it.
Governing by his precepts,
obeying the commandment to love one another,
praying for his intervention,
and offering prayers of thanksgiving for blessings undeserved.
All of this is to recognize and live out the true meaning of one nation under God, only under God.
Truths are great, but the power.
March 30th, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issued the following proclamation, declaring a day of national fasting, repentance, and prayer.
We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers and wealth and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins and pray for clemency. In peace, we have come today to seek the Lord and pray for salvation from his hand, for the healing of our land. Let us pray. Let us pray. Have mercy, Lord, have mercy, for we have placed all our hopes in thee. Lord, have mercy, Lord.
For we have placed all our
sinners.
Show us your mercy. Grant us your peace. Heal our land, we pray. Hear our prayer.
Father God, we are a people in need of your presence, aware of your mercy and hopeful in your grace. We have been protected by your providence and blessed by your kindness. You have given us rest beside still waters, gone with us through the valley of the shadow of death, and because of you, we do not fear evil. We come to you asking for your blessing once again to let us live as one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. We ask this in the name that is above all names, your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. America stands united not by consensus, but by commitment. Let us now choose to stand in the light and leave behind the darkness of night that's already devoid of stars.
Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
It was Jesus who said that the first and greatest commandment was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your strength, all your mind, and the second, to love your neighbor as yourselves.
Today, let us commit, each in our own hearts, to build bridges, not walls. Mm-hmm. For what foundation is as strong as a people united? Committed to the principles of liberty and justice for all.
The sound of it echoes still. One nation under God, indivisible. This is a really simple chorus. If you don't know it already, you'll catch it really quickly and you can sing with us.
You're my brother. Till we come,
there's no foe.
There's no foe that can defeat us. Walking side by side, as long as there is life,
we will stand. Sing it again.
You're my brother, you're my sister. Till we come, there's no foe that can defeat us. Oh, we're walking side by side. Oh, as long as there,
we will stand.
The day will come when we will be as one, and with a mighty voice, together we will proclaim that Jesus, oh, Jesus is King. It will echo through the earth and shake the nations, and the world will sing. The world will sing. Will you stand with us? Sing, you're my brother, you're my sister. So take me by the hand. We will work until he comes.
There's no foe.
There's no foe that can defeat us.
We're walking
side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand.
Sing it, choir.
You're my brother, you're my sister.
So take me, so.
Together we will work until he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us.
We're walking
side by side. As long as there is love,
we will stand.
We will stand.
I'll sing it one more time. You're my brother.
You're my brother. You're my sister.
As long as there is love, we will stand. As long as there is love.